There's a grim side to the already dangerous profession of wildland firefighting. Molly Wampler explains what federal agencies are doing to address rising levels of suicide among wildland firefighters.
In the past few years, suicide rates for firefighters have been climbing. The government doesn't track employee deaths that happen off duty, but the firefighting community has felt the trend more in recent years. Jessica Gardetto is a spokesperson for the National Interagency Fire Center, or NIFC, in Boise. She says that the profession of firefighting can be really mentally straining, but she also points to problems of society as a whole.
Wildland firefighting can be a very intense and or stressful profession. It's also a profession that can mean you're away from home and from your family for months at a time. And then when fire season ends, it's sort of an abrupt end.
The symbol of a firefighter as tough and unshakable might also contribute to the trend.
Wildland firefighters, in most cases, are the people that come to the rescue. They're the people who are strong and mentally resilient. They save homes. In some cases, they save lives. So they're not typically the type of people that want to reach out for help.
NIFC has expanded upon previous mental health programs as well as embraced newer initiatives to increase dialogue and offer counseling to firefighters. Molly Wampler, Boise State Public Radio News.